research in person. The interview was short, Mark did a very good job for it. Even after what I said, don't look back at the end of one. The first 14 said, wait, the members were first 14 of all the way back. I didn't count 15 words earlier. And added in this word for 13, even though all the way there from here, Galatians 3:16, we show that exactly the same word, which, third from the last word, Galatians 3:16, which, I believe it's hope. I don't know if that's for sure. It's masculine. What the NFC is saying now, which is bigger, why the NFC is calling you masculine because of attraction to Christ. Okay? That's exactly the same over in Ephesians 1:14, which is masculine. The Holy Spirit, just before, the last time before, is bigger. That's still the NFC. Why is it attraction? By attraction to Christ, which is three verses later, just like the last three can see. Again, we come up with this consistency of a language argument. Do you want to accept this? If you don't get this position, this is exactly the same. According to your reading, on page 1, you can make the NFC of which that contract, plus 15 words earlier, the NFC of which you must be the same with Abraham, which is what we're 15 words back, and the next word going back, which is masculine now. So according to your reading in Ephesians 1, you take exact reading in Ephesians 1, that would make Abraham, which is Christ. And he takes word, which is evidence. You do that over and over, but you put it up with Abraham, which is Christ. So why did you just go here and talk about the dead and dead? You were wrong in every argument. You were clearly wrong. Mary, when he was wrong about an argument, he didn't get wrong. Why don't we just admit after evidence just piled up and piled up, we show it's not exactly the same. If we take finish and go back to Abraham and go to the tree, he could miss your mom's opportunity with. Why? It's the same reason. Why wouldn't he? Why did you do it in the Ephesians 1? It's the same. Why don't you just read the King James Version and accept what it says? There's no problem with it. If you don't, he's trying to limit the Greek and trying to refute the King James Version. We show that he's wrong in the Greek, that English is right. Which refers to the Holy Spirit? That's the only thing. The Holy Spirit is the earth. The reason that which is masculine is because of the attraction to earth. And all that, what do you have to deal with? And I'll just wait about 30 minutes for the whole thing. Talk about this, and we're going to just look at the English chapter in 1:27, and for sure that the Spirit of the earth, who has also filled us, given us the Spirit of our heart from the heart, who has also given us the Spirit of the energy. Now, I suppose we talk about the first of Ephesians 1, and about this grace, or part of his speeches, perhaps even more secret, but not one time. He said, three speeches a night. All right, now this is what speaks to God. One time, he addressed these events. Because I say, my way of from the earth is the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. Now, one time, then he shows the devil in the tree, which is something that nobody hears, that probably not a lot of people know. Just like nobody hears about. He don't do that, instead of ignoring plain English, which tells us for sure that the Holy Spirit is there. I know what I see. I've walked it up every time we talk about these people. I've mentioned our best. He shows God to bring up. And then again, he mentions Galatians 5, verse 5. He still has a problem with my quote, how I understand it. What is it? Galatians, Romans 5, 5, yes. Everyone look at that. You know what you need to do? Instead of just trying to find a problem with opposition, that doesn't prove you're wrong. That would be like saying, thank God, God knows that him. You're going to have a lot of sense to God. He said, no, don't kill us. Abraham said, well, I see a problem with that. I like to do it. That's what you're doing. You don't believe it because you see a problem with it. What you need to do is, even if I can't reconcile the problem, why not just believe what it says? And then say, there's places like that I don't understand. But if it says the Holy Ghost, which is given to us, I can believe that. Now, they don't understand how it's the love of God is shed around in our heart. Finally, I can't understand that. And I don't have an explanation for that very good. But I don't see what's there. I want to write something for that. That's how it works. What they want to do is put it in the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. Doesn't matter what I complain of the heart. But what I really am searching, what if I were to say this right? The love of God is shed around in our hearts by the death of Christ. We don't have a problem with shedding that. That what that's saying is that when Christ died, God showed his blood for us. Nobody here has a problem understanding that. Because you have the same problem understanding when God gives us the Holy Ghost. It is the love of God to share in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given us. I understand. Then, back up to Luke 11, 13. He says, as doesn't just mean right, it means somebody, etc., etc. Okay, that's fine. We're not talking about that. Where did it coordinate at for the Holy Ghost? And he says, that just means right. It's further away. I'm not asking now. Which we'll get an answer, but you can talk to you later. Where did Cornelius ask for, not pray for? Where did he ask for, pray for, serving for? He didn't. can't ask anyone whether to pray or not. He didn't ask for it. He didn't even possibly ask for it. None of them asked for it. God gave it to him because God decided to give it to him. Not because he didn't ask for it. Is that like you said God gave it to him to show the Jews that the Gentiles could be saved? Or is it enough for you to receive that? God did it. And for yourself to receive it, ask for that faith, that's my thing. You need to have the gospel of prayer for asking for that faith. I can ask that. Remember, look at heaven and say that those who are going to receive it, ask that for it. That's what I am. Where did those who receive it, that faith, that's my thing, ask for it. Not the gospel, I'm not the one who received it. Remember, after all, you pray the Father will give the Holy Spirit to them. To the people that the apostle asked the Holy Spirit for. They didn't say that. God, the Heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to them. He's asking, come on, ask. But you know that thing, that's my thing that folks never say, God's free to ask for. So that's how I bring all this up. Because it proves that Luke 11, 13b is not talking about the righteous state of the Holy Spirit. Luke 11, 13b is talking about the Holy Ghost that you'll receive if you ask for it. Cornelius didn't ask for it. Those who receive the righteous state of the Act 8, the Act 19, they didn't ask for it. That's not what this is talking about. It's not what this is talking about. And then the context is shown from Luke 11, 9. This is not the righteous under consideration here. That all the way through is not the righteous. And so when a person comes to come to Christ, he has received the Holy Ghost. How does he ask for it? Then God has told you, if you want to receive the Holy Spirit, you repent and you should be baptized. And he said in Acts 2, are you repent and be baptized for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And he told you, that's how to get it. So let's say you're not a Christian, you pray to God, please give me the gift of the Holy Spirit. Like Luke 11 says, what do you think God's response would be? God would say, why do you ask? You already told you what to do again. Refuse me that time for a Christmas thing, you'll get the gift of the Holy Ghost. So how do you ask for the gift of the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost himself will say for a thing. Refuse me that time. That's the argument we've been making for that. All through the years, we say, who deserves to call upon the name of the Lord? Shall we say, Acts 2:21. Oh, they pray for you to receive salvation. No, first on the other says, refuse me that time for a remission of sin. That's how you call upon God, you need to remission of sin. Acts 2:21. Can it never get a break? No.
Now,
that is their inspiration, that's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And so they start in the Spirit, right then on earth, it's starting to level with the fruit of the Spirit, which they can only begin to receive. We receive the Spirit, who is that people that come in? Who is that small Christian? But it's never left. Everybody's very first that one of the four things that he never was in the time. I was not there, and I was not all given to us in Holy Spirit. So the problem of Holy Spirit, I was not going for it. It's not. That's what it says. No. So we're not the time right for that. That's everybody called Christian. I don't know if I'm Christian yet. But if they are, I'm not going to call it. That's just the problem. For God is not going to lie. Just the problem. But it's clear for that moment. That's all Christian. That should be obvious to you. In 1 Corinthians 6, verse 17 and 19, says, everything that they do is the God's law, and he has given everything that is against his own mind. Obviously, our physical mind, that's what we commit that sin against. What does God with your body? That's the prayer. 2, the Corinthians 5 is the temple of the Holy Ghost within you. When you have God, and you are not your own self, the Bible says the Holy Ghost is within you. That's something that comes as a praise. He doesn't believe the Holy Ghost within you, but I do. And then Romans, number 7, Romans 8, 26 and 27. The one thing that the Holy Spirit does, and we know about the word that God says, he says, by the Holy Spirit, as the Holy Spirit, all we have a fire from, and we know that we're being prayed for himself. But that can't be the Holy Spirit coming to somebody else. Count it up, because we don't know about our spirit. Our spirit is not that we're praying for, but that's the Spirit of God. But the Spirit, the Holy Spirit himself, that is their place for us, that's our spirit, which grows and shall gather. He is perfect in our form, which is not the Spirit of God. He has the same place for the Word of God. The Word of God does not make an expression for us, but grows and shall gather. The Holy Spirit does that. But it's number 4. How much is it? So we started this discussion with looking at 2:38. And we noticed that the gift of the Holy Spirit is referred to a gift from the Holy Spirit, which was in his position, right? Yes. Or the gift could be the Holy Spirit himself, which would not be his position. He doesn't believe that. That is not the position. I believe we were saying the Holy Spirit himself. Matter of fact, so let's go that way. He does not believe a single person in the history of the world, talking about this life, ever actually received the Holy Spirit personally, literally. Not even Jesus, not the apostles, the baptismal measure. It's certainly not people today. But now, we're trying to show that this is for Christ. The Holy Spirit has a gift itself, right? That's why. We went through all these passages that we've been going through over and over and over. Look at the reason that God will give the Holy Spirit to be God is a gift from the Holy Spirit, not the miraculous gift of the Spirit. That's what I'm saying. The Holy Spirit himself. That cannot be your position. Because you believe that powers or miraculous gifts from the Holy Spirit. That's not what I'm saying. This is God's position. John says that as a believer, that the Holy Spirit is saying, believe and should receive. Not something from the Spirit, not a gift from the Spirit, but the Holy Spirit itself. And I'm going to say, John, the Holy Ghost, who God has given to him that obeyed him. He did it over 5 hours of prayerfully obeying him at that time when Peter said that verse. He said that verse. So the Holy Ghost was given to at least 5,000 men. And if you compare that to Hebrews 5 and 9, I believe anybody can see two verses of that. In Hebrews 5 and 9, it's the same phraseology. Same almost David and almost a little thing like that. It's the same language. Romans 5 and 9, the Holy Ghost was given. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 9, the Holy Ghost is the Holy Spirit. There's not very much more of the Spirit which you have to give up. And so tonight he was supposed to prove that we have a representative in Christ only. But I agree with the passage of Ephesians 5:18 about the representative in Christ, but I don't agree with the only. Because the person who is the Holy Spirit has to agree with 5:17. They are a promise to be received. They're not a command to be obeyed, therefore they can't be the representative in Christ. And I think I know that Mary didn't agree to that, but I believe that Tom has too. They cannot be the representative of Israel. They are promised to be received by the Holy Spirit. Not a command to be obeyed by the Peter's Bible saying. So we've shown that it's not a representative power. We've shown that it's not a miraculous power universal. We've shown that it's not a miraculous power. To a greater means, you have to obey God in order to see them. But show them miraculous. And give them up. Why not? Instead of going to all of this work to get around to the scriptures, make plain to say, why not just accept what they claim to say? God gives the Holy Ghost to them that ask Him. God gives the Holy Ghost to those that obey Him. That's 5:32. God gives the Holy Ghost to those that repent and are baptized. Acts 2:38. Why not? Why not? Believe the passage that they realize